Give God some praise this morning. Praise him because he's worthy to be praised, isn't it? Word tells us, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, that was, that is, and is coming. You are worthy, our Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and for your pleasure, they were created that exist. That's a God that's worthy of our praise. That's a God that looks out for you every day. So you can't help but praise him. Is that right? Amen. 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 Thank you for that. Because today we're going to be talking about joy and delight. So we had to get a little joy and delight in there first off. But I do have a reading to begin from Howard Thurman's Meditations of the Heart. So find a position that's comfortable for you in your seat and just give your ear to the words of this meditation. The old song of my spirit has wearied itself out. It has long ago been learned by my heart. It repeats itself over and over, bringing no added joy to my days or lift to my spirit. I will sing a new song. I must learn the new song for the new needs. I must fashion new words born of all the new growth of my life, of my mind, of my spirit. I must prepare for melodies that have never been mine before, that all that is within me may lift my voice unto God. Therefore, I shall rejoice with each new day and delight my spirit in each fresh unfolding. I will sing a new song this day unto the Lord. And it is very possible that as we practice new and expanded rhythms of work and rest and prayer and worship and scripture reading, play and celebration, we too can begin to write a new song for our lives. Songs of joy, songs of delight, songs of deliverance. Week 6 today of the Summer Sabbath series brings us to the joy and delight of Sabbath. And I've given it a title. I don't ever do that much. But today I gave it a title, Delight, a New Look at Sabbath Joy. The big idea here about Sabbath is that it's not a legalistic stop or cease from, but it is a joy-filled return to God's presence. It is God's invitation into delight, into a holy rhythm where our souls are refreshed, not by what we produce or not how well we perform, but by who we are with. We delight in knowing that God delights in us and he meets all our needs because we can trust him. Paul tells us that God is forever faithful and trustworthy. So my prayer this morning is that the Holy Spirit would stir up excitement in us about Sabbath as God's invitation into delight, not as a duty, but as a gift. I also pray that we would all be encouraged to reclaim and reimagine joy, connection, and rest through Sabbath practices that heal and liberate in a weary, anxious world. The message of Sabbath is one that opens space for us to take notice of what we're doing with and in our lives. Now, I said a couple words that I want to expand on. Sabbath is God giving us delight as a gift? I love getting gifts. Do y'all like getting gifts? I love it, you know, when Steve surprises me with flowers. I love it when my kids think about me. I love getting gifts. Can you imagine our response to God when He gives us the gift of delight? So far in this series, I ask myself a lot of questions, and I'm sure you've been asking yourselves questions too. What is all this about Sabbath? How do I do it? What is God asking me about? Are you asking God, you know, how do you want me to Sabbath? But I'm also asking myself the question, who doesn't want to rest from the strains and chaos of this driven world? We're trained to not only perform, we're trained to overperform, right? And if you're from my culture, you learn that real little. You cannot be mediocre. You have to be 10 times better. Can you imagine what that did for me? More is of whatever it is better. More money, more education, more entertainment, more reels to watch on our phones, more house, more cars, more success, more, more, more. I want, I want, I want. And we even wear the t-shirt. I'm minding my business, walking in San Diego, and this guy's in front of me. Good things come to those who hustle. I hustle so that I can get more and be more successful. I want to be seen as successful. I want to be seen and heard because I can grind with more grit than the best of them. Our lives even are so busy and we're so driven and we're so averse to waiting that even hospital emergency rooms have signage to manage our expectations, because if we have to stop the hurry, we will feel our temperature rising. All that means is that we get anxious and we get mad. Look at this. In the emergency room, they're gonna tell you how busy we are and how long you're going to have to wait. And if your injury is not as severe, you may be all the way over there on the red. Problem is, church, we were not created for worry and hurry. We were not created for grind and hustle. Now, I do need to make a disclaimer. I don't think God minds us having stuff. And I don't think God is averse to us working with purpose. But we've taken it to a whole nother level. A level where, and get this, our external influences have impacted that divinely rooted internal state of being that I call joy. We had a lot of debate, Brea, Joseph, and I, about what is joy? What is joy? And I came to the fact that it is a state of being. I like that. It was a state of being when I saw Nuet come in this morning with so much joy to greet Anna. I mean, that was pure joy on her face. It was a state of being that she carries, that she walks around with. But this morning, I want to have a little fun as we dive into delight as a new look at Sabbath joy. Now, I like music. And y'all sounded like y'all like music too this morning as we were in worship, right? I like all kinds of music. You can't mess with me. I like music. Kevin likes music. You know? My husband plays music all the time. If he's in his office working, there's music going. If he's outside doing the lawn, his music is going. So, musical composer and theologian Julian Davis Reed uses his words from scripture and music to testify to God's care for us in this restless world. He does this whole experience where he invites the room into the rest of God practiced in the Bible and black music. He puts forth that there are 8 notes of rest that when practiced by Christ's followers can bring rest to our souls and bear witness to the good news. The good news puts a pep in my step. That is the joyful, delightful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the one who offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. It is Jesus who has rescued us from this evil world system and set us free, just as our Father God desired. May all glory be to God alone throughout time and eternity. Amen. That is something to clap about. Amen. That was the gospel. And that's the basis of our joy, the work of Jesus Christ, and how that positions us with God. We are daughters and sons. We are daughters and sons of the Most High God, the God who created the heavens and the earth and the moon and the stars he put in place. Even the water knows how far it can go. It is that God who is our Father. I'm his daughter. You're his daughter. You're his son. You're his son. That is amazing. Always shout about who you are. You're somebody. Okay. So there are 8 notes of rest that Julian speaks of. Sabbath, sleep, simplicity, silence, stillness, solitude, slowness, and sanctuary. Sabbath calls out to us to practice good sleep hygiene, to lead a simple life, to have moments of time where we are still and silent, slow, and alone. And in those times, we come face to face with the eternal now of God's presence. That's what we're trying to connect to, our practices that put us with God face to face. The gospel of Jesus Christ and the intimate knowing and being known by Father, Son, and Spirit should bring us a joy and delight like the old people used to say, my old people, my ancestors, hopefully y'all's did too. I got a joy that the world didn't give me and the world can't take away. And it's a song even, this joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And that can be a moving target when we don't Sabbath. Even scripture reading, particularly 39 different Psalms and the 3rd chapter of Habakkuk, invites us to times of pause and reflection. And what's the word the Psalms uses when it invites us? That's right, Selah. Now, the exact meaning of Selah is debated. It could be musical, it could be liturgical, but it is generally understood to be a pause, a musical interlude, or a moment of reflection. even musical notes, you music guys in here, even musical notes have to rest, right? There's a rest in the scale. In Bible reading, when we read the Psalms, it invites us to pause, to rest. So three Psalms where that's found, Psalm 46, 1 through 3. And if you are a note taker, I had a pastor that says, if you're a note taker, you're a world changer. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. Psalm 68, 19. Psalm 75, 11 through 15. The psalm that attracts me this morning is David's Psalm 16, 7 through 11. It is a precious psalm, engraved in gold, that speaks to the divine nature engraved into our hearts by the word. A new humanity is now stamped us with God life, engraved in golden glory. And it reads like this. Again, just allow the words to wash over you. David says to the Lord, the way you counsel me makes me praise you even more. For your whispers in the night give me wisdom, showing me what to do next. Because I set you, Yahweh, always close to me, my confidence will never be weakened. For I experience your wraparound presence every moment. My heart and soul explode with joy, full of glory. Even my body will rest confident and secure. For you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you allow your faithful one to experience corruption. Because of you, I know the path of life. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right side, I experience divine pleasures forevermore. That calms me. It calms the restlessness that would be in me, because now I'm invited to trust God who gives wisdom. So I know which way to go. I know the path because he's speaking it to me as I quieten down and even just read scripture. So this week, may I suggest that you sit with this psalm? Maybe set aside a time in the morning or at noonday and just Sabbath with it. Ask questions of the text. Let it fill your soul. Imagine speaking those words to the Father face to face. Imagine his response to you. Write down what you hear him saying. Now we're going to have a little more fun with the two words today, delight and joy, right? And I haven't done acronyms in a long time. Has anybody in the room done acronyms in a while? Anybody? But we tend to remember with them, don't we? So delight is something we want to take with us. Joy is something we want to take with us. So each letter reveals a spiritual rhythm that makes Sabbath, in my opinion, come alive for our souls today. So we're going to take delight first. The D is that we disconnect from the demands of life. And yes, you can. So many times we say, but I can't. You know, this needs me, that needs me, the other needs me. We're not that important. We can disconnect from the demands of life. Deuteronomy 5:15 says that, remember, you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath. You can detach. You were a slave, but you are free now. You are free in Jesus. You're not bound by that. Sabbath begins when we disconnect from productivity, from pressure, and from proving ourselves. We put down what the world demands, and we listen for what God invites us into. So here's a practical application. Say no to hurry and say yes to God. So I was on a flight this week with some friends, and we had this terribly early morning flight, 6:35. And there were things we needed to do. We had to get to the airport, and we had to put gas in the car. We had to get the car turned in. And we needed to be up and ready to do all of that. You never know what the security line is going to be, do you? You never know how many people are going to be traveling. So we sat together and we said, well, these are the things we have to do. We'll get up at 3 a.m. Right. And, you know, I'm too old for that now. It's going to take me a week to recover from that. So 3 a.m., be downstairs, my bright idea, 10 of 4, not 4, 10 of 4. Be ready to leave the hotel that, you know, shortly after that. Well, it was raining like I don't know what. Every 18-wheeler was on that highway between that hotel and the airport. Everyone. And as one would pass and splash water, I'd go, Can you imagine if I hadn't been practicing Sabbath all week, what that would have felt like to me? But I was calm. We planned what we needed to do, so I didn't need to worry about it, right? Got to the airport, got the gas, got the car turned in, got into the airport, and every person in the state of Ohio was at that airport. The lines were long. I did have TSA pre-check. That line was long, too. But I wasn't worried, because, see, if I hadn't been face-to-face with Jesus, I'd have been really mad that I had to stand around in line and skirt around people who were busy and going about their day. And I probably could have gotten angry, and I probably could have said some certain words. But when you're walking with Jesus, you know, David said, because I'm with you, you're giving me wisdom and you're showing me my path and how to go. We got to the gate with time to spare. We were able to use the restroom and chat with each other and get some coffee. Wasn't rushed at all. That was a gift. That was a gift. Yes to God, no to hurry. And when you feel that hurry starting to rise up in you, just say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not serving you. I serve Jesus. Okay? Made the point? Detached from what? Yes, for sure, hurry. And that's one of the demands of life. E, embrace God's presence. In your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. Sabbath is not just absence from work. It is turning to God. It is presence with God. We embrace stillness to receive the nearness of the Holy One. God shows up in quiet moments. He shows up in laughter. He shows up in song. He shows up in stillness. Think this. Sabbath is a love letter from God that says, I'm with you. Just be. I'm with you. I remember recently Jesus said to me, I was talking about something, and he said to me, I ain't going nowhere. I wrote that down in my journal. I ain't going nowhere. So embrace his presence. Embrace, I'm with you. So just be. L-D-E, E is embrace his presence. L is let joy arise. My house will be called a house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56, 7. Joy is not extra. I know y'all think I'm extra. But joy, this joy that I have, is not extra. It's essential. So let joy arise. Cook your favorite meal. Take a nap. Laugh out loud. Be with people you love. Listen to some good music. God delights when we delight. Now, I've got a bunch of pictures here I want to show y'all. Look at this little poppy. This was at Mount Carmel, kind of in the mountains. Look at it just popping out. Next. And now there's a three grouping. Next. Look at that. So there are the three, and there's that little one that was hiding behind. I love to experience God as gardener. He's growing things. Let's keep going. This is the Mediterranean Sea at Caesarea. Look at the beauty of the water. Look how the water is different colors. And of course, we know that that has to do with the depth of the water. But look at the different colors. That's beautiful, isn't it? That's Creator God. Let's keep going. That's water, by the way. That's another view of the Mediterranean, of the Mediterranean Sea. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Look at the color. Keep going. This is the Sea of Galilee, looking towards the city of Tiberias. But look at that. Not yet. Go back. The presence of Jesus was still just strong at the Sea of Galilee. He spent so much time there. But when we get next to nature, when we get in nature, when we see the beauty of all God created, that brings you close into an intimate place with God. We can move on. This is where you can go at the Jordan River and get baptized. So I guess those ducks wanted baptism that day. But I did have the privilege of being baptized in the Jordan, and it felt like being with Jesus. Let's keep going. Look at that. Look at the, that takes my breath away. Keep going. Look at that. That was black. I've never seen anything like that. And look at that. Keep going. This is sunset in Cyprus, and that's the Mediterranean Sea also, but that's sunset, the beauty of God. I mean, God just is showing out when I see a sunset. Next. That's my heart. Look at the joy on that baby's face. I asked his mama if I could show his picture. That's my great, great nephew. He's the mini chef with the master chef, his pops. But look, joy, pure joy, isn't it? Thanks for touring those pictures with me. I is include everyone. Look at what God said in Isaiah 56. It says, let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. And let no eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. For this is what the Lord says. To the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who chooses what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to name and love the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. The sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. Sabbath joy is not a private experience. It's inclusive. It makes space for the outsider, the stranger, the weary. Sabbath is where the kingdom of God breaks in and all are welcome to delight in the banquet. So here's an invitation. Practicing Sabbath is resistance and an act of justice. Do y'all know what I mean when I say Sabbath is resistance? You know what I mean by resistance? Okay. Everything we do as Christ followers, how we praise, how we worship, how we read scripture, how we pray, we are resisting with those practices the very kingdom of darkness. We are pushing against what is not of God. So our prayer is resistance. Sabbath is resistance. Our praise is resistance. Our worship is resistance because we're pushing back the work of darkness. Amen? That's why we do it. G is for giving thanks. Let's give thanks. Gratitude is the soil of joy. Sabbath reorients us to what we have as opposed to what we don't have. It helps us say, it is enough. I am enough. God is enough. God provides for his people. God provides for everybody. The sun rises on the just and the unjust. So something you can also do is keep a gratitude journal. Just 5 things a week that you're grateful for. And then you can go back at the end of a period of time and see all the things that God has done that you're grateful for, and your praise again becomes resistance. H is for honor. Honor the holy. Sabbath is not just self-care alone. It's sacred time. It's God's covenant to dwell with us. We honor the holy when we slow down, when we light a candle, when we read scripture, when we breathe deeply and rest in God. And holy does not mean boring. It means set apart for beauty and belonging. That's what the pictures did for us. It allowed us to see God in all of his creative beauty. T is for trust. Trust God with the rest. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Mark 2:28. Sabbath is where we practice trust. We let go of control. Who are my control freaks in the room? But when we practice Sabbath, we're practicing to give it over to God. We let go of control. We release our need to manage everything. We remember who's really in charge, and it's not about us. It's not mine to manage. I ask myself all the time, what is mine to do and what isn't? And how do I walk around and say, I can be in the zoo without being the zookeeper? Okay? You can do that. Rest is resistance. Trust is surrender. And Sabbath is freedom. So there you have it. Delight, a Sabbath invitation. So let's look at joy. Joy is justice and Jesus. Sabbath is a Jesus movement. It's a justice movement. Begin your Sabbath by centering on Jesus. He is the giver of rest and delight. Matthew 11:28. J is for justice. Justice protects the poor, the weary, the land, the servant. It's God's no to systems of oppression and yes to freedom. You walk around as people of justice. Jesus, people of justice. O is for overflow. Joy is not manufactured. It overflows from God's presence. So to have an overflow of joy, you need to have an overflow of being in Jesus' presence. Sabbath doesn't demand joy. It restores joy. It is delighting in God. We're filled so that we can bless others. We're filled to live in community. Jesus blessed us when he said, my purpose for telling you all these things that he taught us is so that the joy I experience will fill your hearts with overflowing gladness. And gladness is also delight. Y is for yes. Sabbath is your intentional set rhythm that says yes to God. Yes to slowing down. Yes to presence. Yes to receiving instead of producing. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. J-O-Y, Jesus, justice, overflow, and yes, it is our act of resistance. Sabbath joy is a wellspring of hope and a holy yes to the life that God desires for us. So in the end, we will begin the same way. What is God writing as a new song for your life? What's the meditations that's coming out of, you know, the meditations and the new words that's coming out of the new growth of your life? The new thinking and this new spirit that's being created. What is the new song that is being born in perhaps for you a new practice of Sabbath or a reimagining of Sabbath or a recreation of Sabbath? So listen again. The old song of my spirit has wearied itself out. It has long ago been learned by my heart. It repeats itself over and over, bringing no added joy to my days or lift to my spirit. I will sing a new song. I must learn the new song for the new needs. I must fashion new words born of all the new growth of my life, of my mind, of my spirit. I must prepare for new melodies that have never been mine before, that all that is within me may lift my voice unto God. Therefore, I shall rejoice with each new day and delight my spirit in each fresh unfolding. I will sing this day a new song unto the Lord. Lord, we offer you ourselves. We offer you our praise. We offer you our prayers. We offer you our worship and our Bible reading. May we be surprised by the joy of Sabbath. So help us to remember how much you delight in us before we even lift a finger. May our notes of rest be a witness to a world that's forgotten how to breathe. And may our souls smile again, because in your presence, there really is fullness of joy. Sabbath, sleep, simplicity, silence, stillness, solitude, slowness, sanctuary. And we're going to do one last prayer together. It's a breath prayer. Those are short and they're easy, and it uses your inhale and your exhale. So on your inhale, I want you to say, in your presence. You say that in your head. In your presence. And on your exhale, just say, it's fullness of joy. So on the inhale, let's go. Exhale. Inhale in your presence. Exhale is fullness of joy. Do it two or three times more. So all week this week, you can practice that breath prayer. Inhale in your presence. Exhale is fullness of joy. Practice it. See what happens. Notice what happens. Write it down. Maybe you can begin your Sabbath with that breath prayer. Thank you, Lord. Is Sabbath coming alive for you? Are you feeling a desire for more? More presence. And this room is pretty zen right now. You could probably take a nap, because that's what Sabbath does. It gives us a rest. And I feel that rest. And as I prayed for us, asking the Lord, what did he want ministry time to look at? And the prayer teams can begin to come forward. What did he want this to look like? And of course, we can never not have a service where we offer up the beauty of life in Christ. So we offer up, if you've never said yes to Jesus, these beautiful women and men will walk you along what that looks like. We preached the gospel this morning, the gospel of Jesus Christ, who loves us with an everlasting love. It was God's design that through Jesus Christ, we would have an abundant life in Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. So if you've never said that, or you felt that maybe you've walked away from that a little bit, this is your time. This is your moment. The other invitation, I think, is for if you're kind of on the fence about this Sabbath thing, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do that. My life is busy. There's too much going on. I don't even know if Sabbath is for, you know, saints living in 2025. I don't even know if that's real. Why don't you come up and we'll pray with you about that. And we'll ask God to show if it's real. We're not going to use our opinion about it. We'll ask God, huh? We can ask God about that. Yeah? Yeah. Third invitation is there something you're carrying that you don't want to carry anymore? It's not yours to carry. You want to give that over to God. Please make your way up. You do not have to carry burdens. Jesus said, I am humble, I'm gentle, and I'm easy to please when you bring your load to me. So that's another invitation. Life may be hard. Your relationships may be trying. You may be struggling with an illness. It could be acute, it could be chronic. But God wants to hear your prayers joined with the prayers of others. So as the Spirit of God moves through the room, and any of that touched your heart, say yes to God. We got to dismiss you. May you walk near to Jesus this week. May he speak clarity into your heart. May he give you rest from striving. May he show you how to slow down and say no to hurry and to the grind and to the hustle. May you laugh out loud. May you eat a meal with friends. May you play games in community and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray that right now each one of you would receive freedom. And as you gather your things and walk out in great joy and delight and freedom in Christ. Amen.